he's heartily... And now, the Goldbergs. Jake Goldberg committed an action yesterday for which he's heartily sorry and ashamed today. When Jake received notice that his landlord wanted him out in 2 weeks, he was furious. This anger mounted when he discovered that Mr. Way, his landlord, was an ex-convict just released from prison, a man who swindled thousands of poor people out of their savings. And finally, after Way showed himself to be harsh, obstinate, and ungrateful, according to Jake's understanding, Jake tried to get back at him by bringing up an old tax question on the house. And then Jake discovered that Mr. Way has offered to let the Goldbergs remain on until they can find another house to move into. Well, you can imagine how he feels. Listen.
Eat. No. Well?
I'm not hungry.
Family, eat.
I had all I want, Ma.
You, Rosalie, your liver is tender. I'll take something later, Ma. Later. Very later. Does the rudder be sitting if we're not eating?
I didn't see you swallow a morsel either.
Jake, how much taxes does Mr. Way owe on this house?
Plenty.
He must have plenty of money put aside. They always do.
Not the point.
I can't say more than I said. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. We're all sorry. Mr. Way hasn't got enough money to pay the taxes. You'll have to give up the house.
Ma, Mr. Way collected millions from those people he got to invest in his scheme. He must have a lot of money when nobody else but himself can get at it.
Bring me a cigar, Sammy, please.
Where are they?
In my coat.
Mr. Way pays part of the taxes.
Don't worry about that, Ma. Papa's sorry because he brought the whole thing up. As far as money goes, Way must have plenty.
Take off from the table, Rosamond.
Molly, don't look at me. I didn't commit a crime.
Didn't say.
You don't have to say. Your eyes speak louder than words.
Be careful, Rosalie, darling, please. You don't have to take all the dishes at once.
I'm not, Ma.
Where are you going, Emily?
You want me to go over to Dr. Cadet's to bring David and his mother home?
No, we'll all go over. We'll all go over. I need a little air.
You bought me a cigar, Sonny, but there's a match.
Papa wants a match for the cigar. The matches are standing.
Ma, I'll wash tonight in your wipes, huh?
All right, never mind. Just put all the dishes together in the kitchen. I'll wash them when I come back. Just put them there and I'll wash them and I'll let them dribble off faster when I'll come back. And, Rosalie, there's a bowl of fruit standing. Now I'll just take out from Dad's box a couple pears and fix a nice bowl and take it up with a saucer, a knife, and a napkin and put it gently in Mr. Ray's room. When he comes home, maybe he'll want a nibble.
All right, Ma.
Bring me a little bicarbonate, please.
You don't feel well, dear.
How can I feel well?
Bring the bicarbonate, Rosalie.
I'm fixing the fruit, Ma.
Very well. Rose, Emily, in the little box is standing the bicarbonate.
All right.
What hurts you, Jim?
My conscience. Why does my heart turn to stone when my temper gets the best of me? Why?
Yes, Pa. Pa, you were perfectly justified in treating him the way you did. Because he told Mama we could stay here until we find a decent house, does that make him a fine gentleman?
I don't care about him. I care about myself. I was looking for revenge. So I stirred up the tax collector.
You didn't have to stir them. They were stirred up from the minute they heard the famous Mr. Way was coming to live here in Lansingbury. Nobody forgets so quickly. Why should you?
Give me my bicarbonate.
Family, sometimes you're like a stranger to me.
Why, Ma? Because I can't forget that Mr. Edward Way was sent to prison because he ruined the lives of thousands of people. You can't make it up to them by letting us live here until we find another house. And serving 3 years in prison doesn't make it up to those people.
All right, family, please.
Yes, Ma. Mr. Way is making you and everyone else feel just what he wants you to. He's a poor, broken man having to raise chickens to make a living. Yes, poor Mr. Way, who once lived in the purple. What do you think happened to all that money he got? You think he got washed down the drain? He made his choice. He spent 3 years in jail rather than return the money. Yes, and when the year of probation is over, just watch. He'll bloom out again like the bird of paradise he was.
Sometimes, family, you're unrecognizable, Sammy.
Don't gild Mr. Way like a lily of the valley either, Molly.
I'm not gilding. I'm not gilding Mr. Way like a lily of the valley, and not like a daisy, not neither, like a lily of the valley. I don't have to gild like a lily, and I don't have to blacken, not neither.
Ma!
Because Mr. Way made a mistake,
Sammy. Some mistake?
I said a mistake, Sammy. Just a minute, Rosalie, please. I said a mistake. And if you can't imagine what it means for other people to suffer, if at your age you can't feel the pain that other people feel, what will you be?
What will you be when you get as old as me and experience the torture to be selfish?
Ma,
Bradley, please. Has life been so cruel to you, Emily? Did you ever find anything but sympathy and perfection in your home in all your few years that you've been living? Look at Papa. Look at Papa. He ran down to see Mr. Todd, the tax collector, and he mentioned the taxes, and he's taken by car.
Ma.
Please, Rosalie, please. Keep it up, family. Just keep it up, and you'll need more than bicarbonate. What do you want, Rosalie? Please.
Ma, please look at this. I'll put it right back.
But look at it.
Put it right back.
Look at
it.
What is it?
Look.
Let me see. Is it a piece of paper?
Let me see, Ma.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Let me see. Cash on hand, $500.
Don't take it out of my hand. Let me read it also. Cash on hand, $500. And Mr. Ray's ring, you found it.
$200 for... $200 for baby chicks.
$200 for baby chicks. Look, family, see? $500 cash in hand. $200 for baby chicks. $100 for lumber.
$100 for seed.
A man who was worth millions.
Did that for you? Did it? Put it back where you found it, Rosalie.
All right, Miss.
So $500 is all he has.
$500.
A man who was worth millions.
Millions.
If he pays the taxes, he won't have a penny to his name to start his business.
Nobody in this town will help him.
Enough. 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 Not another syllable. Not another syllable. Get me my coat if we're going to Dr. Cader.
My hat also, please.
Come, Rosalie. We're going over to Dr. Cader.
I'm coming, Ma.
Here, Ma.
Thank you. And put on your mackinaw. Rosalie, put on a warm coat. Mr. Ray?
I don't
think
I need
my heavy coat. Very well. Come in, Mr. Ray.
I want to speak to you, but if you're going out, I can wait.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Ray. That's all right. It's not so important where we're going. Pamela, take Rosalie and go to Dr. Cadis and... And we'll meet you.
Do you wish me to remain, Mr. Ray?
It doesn't matter.
Emily, Rosie, we'll meet you at Dr. Cadis. All right, Mom.
Okay.
May I sit down?
Oh, I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. Still, dear chair. Please sit down, Mr. Ray. Please sit down.
Now that this matter of the taxes has come up, it seems I have to change my plans. They won't accept part payment in my case. I suppose they don't trust me or want me here. Whatever their reason is, they won't accept part payment. That means I have to change my original plan. Right now, all I have is this house.
I'll be quite happy to adventure enough to pay the taxes, Mr. Ray.
Thank you, but I can't accept that. However, since you people like this house enough to remain, I'll rent it to you on one condition, that I can have use of the barns and some of the fields for raising chickens. I'll fix up a few rooms in the barn for myself and you can have the house. Of course, I'll reduce your rent because of my use of the acreage. I won't be in your way, and I'm sure the chickens won't be much trouble.
I'll accept your kind offer. On one condition only, Mr. Ray.
What condition?
That you stay with us in this house and treat it as your own.
Otherwise, we'll have to move out, Mr. Ray.
There is much more than politeness, more than an attempt to make up for his error in judgment in Jake's kind offer. Jake is acting on Molly's principle of trying to accept people in terms of what they can become, and not in terms of what they are or what they've done. This will bring Mr. Wade directly into the Goldbergs' life, with dramatic results for him and the Goldbergs.